So I'm going to preach to you a very sobering message here today, if the Lord would help me. Jonah chapter number 3. Amen. You know the story, how that God spoke to Jonah. Amen. Jonah got turned around. He went the wrong direction. But God spoke to Jonah to go down to Nineveh and to warn them. I don't believe when God warns of people that he puts a filter on the preacher's mouth. I believe God said, Jonah, turn it loose and tell them, amen, that they're going to meet me in judgment in 40 days if they don't change their ways. Right. Hallelujah.
Right.
So here's what I want to preach to you tonight. Chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. That's a message in itself, Brother Travis. I thank God. God gives men and women a second chance.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Jonah done messed up. He went the wrong way. Got swallowed by the fish, by the whale. Amen. And he messed up, but thank God, God spit him out, and Jonah had a second chance at it.
Right.
And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach, amen, unto it the preaching that I bid you. He said, Jonah, I've already given you the message, amen. I have already told you what to preach, great God. Go preach what I give you. Amen.
Yep.
So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah, here's where I want to take my text from tonight. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and he said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Yet 40 days, get ready, Nineveh. God's going to turn this place upside down if you do not repent. Hallelujah.
Right.
Woo, amen. If the Lord would help us here today, I'd like to preach on what if God comes in 40 days. Amen.
All right.
What if God shows up in 40 days? Hallelujah. And I would like to start with the disclaimer that I believe that there is a lack of diligence for the things of God and of the things of God in the day in which we live. There's a lack of diligence. Amen. What does diligence mean? Amen. The word diligence means a lack of effort to apply to small details. Amen. Hey, God, I tell you what, Brother George, if you take your truck down there to the detailer place and say, I'm going to pay you a good price, I want my truck clean, amen. The top of it's clean, but all the way around the bottom's dirty and the wheels are dirty. They weren't very diligent on their job, was they? Amen. They didn't pay attention to the small details, amen. I tell you, church, I believe God, amen, thinks that small details are important, amen, right here today, hallelujah. As long as it don't take much effort, most folks say, count me in, I'm ready, I'm willing, sign me up, amen. But I tell you, if it really takes praying through, if it really takes seeking God with all my heart, amen, a lot of people, they're not up for that, amen. But oh, I believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, hallelujah. And if God spoke and said, you only have 40 days left, I wonder what kind of changes you would make here today. If God spoke to me, Brother Anthony, and said, 40 days, Jason, amen, you're going to have to give an account for your life and stand before me. I tell you, I'd take close observance of the next 40 days of my life. Amen. But Jesus said that your time is always. Amen. I believe that any one of us can stand in judgment before 40 days. Amen. That's why we should live like it's our last day. Amen. That's why when we get up in the bed in the morning, we should say, God, I want to live out your will today. Amen. I want to give it to you 100% and live for God today. Amen. Hey, God, I believe that there are some things that we'd like to get straightened up if we knew that 40 days we're going to have to give an account. Amen. Oh, yes, I believe. Amen. 40 days, Brother Earl, and I got to give an account. I tell you, I think we'd do some soul searching. Amen. Brother Kevin preached so good to us Thursday night. night. Amen. It was just wonderful, really. I enjoyed it so much. And then I went back and heard it Friday night. And it probably done better Friday night. My, my. Amen. Soul searching. Get ready. The Lord is about to come. Amen. Get, I wondered what we would change. Well, get ready. I'm about to tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe one thing that we would change is Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much as you see that day approaching. I tell you, I believe our churches would be packed if we thought God was coming in 40 days. Brother Tommy, I went down there to a fellow just right down the road from where I live. He had been in and out of the hospital. We've been mowing his grass all year. He had called me a time or two and said, come down. I'll write you a check for what I owe you. I've just been so busy. So I ran down there this morning. Some of them know Ralph. And we talked for a little bit. And he asked me a question. He didn't know what I was planning on preaching. But it got me stirred up a little more. Ralph said, what's going on in this country? He said, what's going on in our neighborhood, in our city? And he asked this question. He said, is this area still a Bible Belt today? I said, Ralph, I wish I could answer that, but it sure don't look like it. It don't look like we're a Bible Belt anymore. You know why? Because on Sunday, you go out to the lakes, and they're smack dab full. Go down to the ball fields, and they're filled up. Go down to the places of entertainment and they're full. Why, the house of God lays barren. I come to tell you today, if we knew God was coming in 40 days, I don't think you'd miss a service. I don't think you'd lay out of the house of God one time if we knew God was coming in 40 days. I come to tell us, wake up, wake up. God, would you help me here today to preach what's on my heart? I come to tell you, 40 days, you're going to stand in judgment. I wonder what you would change. Amen. Oh, amen.
Woo! Yes, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
It wasn't you, Brother Chuck, sent me that thing the other day, that article. Fox, I think it was Fox article. Can you remember what year it says church attendance is at an all-time low right now? It says 30s or 40s, wasn't it? I can't remember exactly. Can you remember? Church attendance is at an all-time low right now than it has been for about, I think it was about an 80-year period. It's lower now than it's ever been. Amen. Well, you can't tell me that would be the case if God was coming in 40 days. Oh, no. Amen. I remember where I was, 911. I was sitting in class at Marshall University. I was sitting in anatomy and physiology class, learning about the body. Amen. And somebody jumped up and said, America's being attacked. We're at war. And there was scrambling across the place. People was worried. Really for the days of high stream and internet. That's how old I am. Amen. Great God. I live to see the coming on of the cell phone and high tech internet. Amen. But anyway, and they got so worried and they got so flustered that Marshall dismissed class and hundreds of people marched out of the classrooms and we left that place because we didn't know if they would bomb areas that had high, amen, populations in them. Great God. Hey! And during that period, amen, of 9-1-1, amen, you know what? Church attendance spiked for the next year or two. Why? Because there was uncertainty and people said, I better get ready in case the Lord's coming. I better get ready. Just to, I tell you, the midweek service would take a whole new magnitude if I knew God was coming in 40 days. If I had a headache, I wouldn't stay out of the house of God, but I'd get ready and I'd go down there and sit in the house of the Lord with a headache, with a backache, with a footache if I knew God was coming in 40 days.
I come to preach to you, church. I come to warn you, get ready. He's coming.
Yes. Yes.
Woo.
Oh, God.
I wonder what we'd want to change on our record. Uh-huh. If Jesus was coming in 40 days. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh! Glory to God. We wouldn't let the isms and the schisms create division amongst us. Oh no. Amen. Back in the old days. And I'm still this way today. Not just because I'm a pastor either, Brother Travis. But if folks come and visit me at church time, hey, years ago people would travel long ways. I heard one preacher say that when he was a boy, they lived in California. And he said their folks drove a long ways from Oklahoma. And they usually didn't leave till Friday. Got there on Saturday. Didn't see them long. But on Sunday, he said, my dad would always tell my folks, hey, we love you. We want you to come to church. But if you don't come to church, there's a kitchen. Help yourself to what you want. We'll see you after a while. Amen. That's how much that our forefathers and ancestors thought of the house of God. They put it above everything. They put it above all. They built their life around the house of God. And that's why we can't have strong churches today. Because God is secondary. God is just another fiddle to play when there's nothing else to do. But when you put Him first in your life and you build your life around God and God's house, there'll be a strong spiritual man and woman arise. There'll be a strong church arise when we know God is coming in 40 days. We'll put Him first.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I guess to tickle Brother George, and I'm not here to, once again. I've actually been asked the Lord to help me pray to get the filter off, so you better look out. Old Jason ain't going to try to preach to no filter no more.
Come on,
brother. Amen. And so anyway, Brother George, I guess to tickle during this COVID-19 thing, you really saw the strong Christians from the weak Christians to maybe wonderful Christians at all. Amen. You know why? Because people stood back and said, we can't go down there to the church house. Amen. This is actually a good crowd for us. During COVID, this is a big crowd. We can't go down to church. We might catch the COVID down there. And you see them in Walmart, 300, 500 people lined up in what, Kroger's. Lined up in Kroger's. Didn't miss a day of work. Went everywhere in their life. Amen. Besides, they cut out God. And God, I wonder if you knew that. If you knew God was coming in 40 days. I wonder what you'd cut out. I wonder what you'd replace in your life. If you knew God was coming in 40 days. Get ready, church. What if God was coming in 40 days?
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Weather keeps folks out.
Have your way, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Come on. Woo! We don't miss no weather over. We don't miss no work over the weather, Brother Travis. One preacher said, hey, amen. He got up early, had an ice storm, said he got up early, chipped the sidewalks up, throwed the saw, got the church all cleared up, ready for church. And said everybody got the call and said, hey, we can't have church. Amen. It's an ice storm. And he said, I wanted to have it, but what can you do? When nobody shows up, amen. Don't worry, I got plenty more to preach. Hang on. Thank God. What can you do when nobody shows up? So he said they had to cancel. Not only one night, but several nights. He said when they finally did get back, one of his first questions was, how many days of work did you miss over that ice storm? And some of them said, hey, amen. One man stood up and said, well, I was 30 minutes late. Well, how'd you get to work? They said, we put sand bags in our cars. We carried salt. We carried Clorox bleach to melt the ice and snow so we could get traction and go. Hey, amen. I come to tell us right here today, amen, to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Great God, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much as you see that day
you don't have time. Amen. Not to go to God's house. He's about to come back. Jonah said, get ready, Nineveh. 40 days. And you're going to stand in judgment. I tell you, Nineveh turned it around. They changed their lives because they knew in 40 days they was going to stand before God.
Right, right.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Have your way, Lord.
I believe our attitudes about holiness standards would change.
That's right.
If we knew God was coming in 40
Amen.
Days.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For the love of the Father is not in them. Hey! I don't believe we'd try to be dressing and looking like Hollywood
right.
if we knew 40 days
Amen.
Jesus was coming.
Yeah.
Hey, I defy Hollywood. Amen. Great God, I've made sure I've told my daughters. My boys ain't big enough. Boys don't care so much about what they look like. Amen. They just care about dinosaurs. Amen. Oh, but I've told my girls, it don't matter what they look like. It's a matter what God wants you to look like. Hey, I thank God. Amen. Believes holiness is pretty. Oh, yes. I said, God believes holiness. Hey, I couldn't tell you the times we walk down the mall. Of course, we hardly ever go anymore. I couldn't tell you the times we go sit down in a restaurant, Brother George, and people come up at our table and say, I just want to let you know you've got a beautiful family. Everybody looks so godly and so beautiful. I wonder when the last Hollywood movie star got that tone to them out there half-dressed. Hey, amen. Hardly have any clothes on. And what clothes they do have on, it's so tight and revealing. You couldn't look if you wanted to. And they never had nobody tell them how beautiful they were. No, because God is for holiness attire.
Sir.
Come on, bro.
Help me, Brother Travis.
Bless
you. Let us hymn sing tonight. Hey, God. Hey. I said, I wonder if our attitude toward holiness, holiness dress, holiness outward appearance, I wonder if our attitude toward that would change, Brother Rice, if we knew God was coming in 40 days.
Right, Mark.
Woo. Hey. I said, I defy Hollywood. Hey. You know why? Because it's them that sets the tone. And our young ones think they gotta look like that mess to be beautiful. No, no. You don't gotta paint your face up, paint your lips red. Amen. One old preacher, and that's what I never had up for swagger anyway. But when old swagger said, any old barn looks better with a little paint on it, I never had nothing for him anyway. But I sure to goodness don't now. God never said that. I tell you what God said. That's the way Jezebel dressed. She painted her face and covered her eyes to steal the hearts and the eyes of men. That's the only reason to paint yourself up. Put balances in your ears to keep your brain level. That's the only reason to do that mess is to get the eyes of somebody else.
Amen, brother. You're right. Thank you, Lord.
40 days, Brother George. I wonder how we shut out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know how we? Do you know how we're in this mess, Brother Travis? Of homosexuality and transgender.
Come on.
You know how we're in this mess?
Bless him, Lord.
Hollywood pushes that.
That's right. Right.
You know how we're in this mess?
Yes, right.
Amen. 2% of the population. It's less than 2% of the population that actually admit to being gay and lesbian and transgender. You put them all in the same boat, and it's less than 2% of the population. You tell me how less than 2% of the population carries most of the clout in this country. I'll tell you how it is. It's Hollywood. They back that. They push that. Now the tunes in every living room in this country, and that's how they got the power that they got because of Hollywood.
Praise the Lord. Bless right. him, Lord.
Get ready. I told you I didn't have no filter today.
Come on, bro.
Take it off.
Woo! Now, George, we're living in a dangerous place in this country.
Yeah, we are.
Where we have kicked God out of society.
The truth.
And now we're reaping the benefits.
Amen. Yeah, right.
Amen. Oh, God. Yeah. You know why I'm preaching like this today? I know you may not believe it because I love you. You know why I'm preaching like I am today? To try to warn you. God's coming back. What if he comes in 40 days? What would you set straight in your home? David said, I would set no evil thing before mine eyes. I kicked the devil out. I kicked the internet. Amen. Out. They got all these things that's got my head turned away from God.
Yes.
Well, we all have internet. I understand that. I'm not ignorant. But Jesus said, if you're right out of the engine, it's going to keep you out of heaven. You better get rid of it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Always thought he meant that little. Yeah, I believe he meant it little. If you can't keep your eyes on stuff that God always dragging you out, poke your eye out. But he really meant it spiritual.
Yes, him, Lord.
He really meant that spiritual.
Yes.
Whatever it is that keeps pulling you away from the love and power of God, and it keeps pulling you out, Brother Cameron preached the other night, we can get ankle deep.
Yes, him, Lord.
Right. We can get ankle deep.
Yeah.
We can get knee deep. We can even get all the way up to the loins. And we're comfortable with that, but we can't get no further than that. But Travis said that right here. Tonight. Hey, man, we're all right. We're getting so far, but we don't want to go the rest of the way. I come to tell you, if Jesus was coming in 40 days, would you be willing to go the rest of the way? Would you be willing to jump in the water? Amen, full force, all the way to your head? Amen, when you get in all the way, Brother Jamie, we got to throw things away. Amen, so we can swim and survive. I come to tell you, amen, reiterate it again tonight. Get all the way in. Jump in. Jesus is coming in 40 days. Are you ready?
Amen.
I got a few hand claps.
Have your way, Lord.
I tell you what you wouldn't be doing. 40 days. Amen. You wouldn't be hanging out in that dark room where nobody's at.
Come on, brother.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Poking, peeking, poking around. Look at that stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
come on.
Every time you hear a footstep coming down the hall, you start getting nervous.
Come on,
you don't have to worry about if mom and dad finds out. You don't have to worry about if husband or wife finds out.
Right.
We already know. In 40 days. In 40 days. I wonder if we're going to get rid of that. Amen. In 40 days. We know the Lord's are coming. Wake up, church. Our attitudes toward holiness would change if we knew God was coming in 40 days.
Yeah.
Man, you wouldn't get out there and take your shirt off and wear your pair of shorts while you
That's right.
and jump in the pool.
Come on.
If you knew Jesus was coming.
Come on, brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on, brother.
Now, this was probably about 40, 50 pounds ago, Brother George. And I'm not bragging by no means, but I probably was a little better looking. I was tall and skinny. And I had this one certain old lady that I mowed for. Every time I went to mow, it was hot outside. She'd always tell me, take that shirt off, boy. She said, you look hot. Hey, oh, perverted lady, take that shirt off. You're hot. Finally, I told her, I ain't taking this shirt off. It was 150 degrees. I'm keeping my shirt on. I'm keeping my clothes on. I'm sanctified. I'm a great God full of Holy Ghost. And I don't want to grieve the Spirit of God. I said, men, you dress like men. Women, you dress like women. Hey, if you knew God was coming in 40 days.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
God.
You. Bless you, God.
Amen. I wonder if we'd change the places we went to if we knew God was coming in 40 days.
Yes,
I wonder if we'd be down there. Somebody said, what was it? What's it called? Brooks and Dunn? Rock group or something like that. I can't remember if they was in Charleston or Huntington lately. Somebody told me my cousin was down there.
I thought, oh God, we call her Coon. I thought, oh God, Coon, her name's Stephanie. I thought, oh God, Coon, if you knew God was coming in 40 days, you'd get 1,400 miles away from that place. Right. Oh God, yeah, she knew better than that.
On,
she knew better than that. You wouldn't catch me 1,000 miles from a rock concert in 40 days. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Turn things around. Hey, man, Jesus is coming in 40 days.
Yes.
We live our lives as though he's never coming.
Yeah.
Right. We're lackadaisical in our commitment to God because we don't think he's ever coming.
Right.
Get ready, Nineveh. God's coming in 40 days.
Come on.
Worldly amusements won't hold no charm to us if God's coming in 40 days. Fads and fashions wouldn't influence you young folks, old folks, middle-aged folks. The fads and fashions of this world, they wouldn't hold no amen charm to you if you knew 40 days. You're going to have to stand before God.
Amen. My Bible says, come out from among them. 2 Corinthians, write it down, 6:17. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Right, sir.
Woo!
Right.
Son, he said, the very appearance of evil.
Right.
2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore the promises, dearly beloved, listen to this. Write this down. I want you to look at this later. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh.
Right.
And he goes on. Let me tell you something. I'm for holiness, Brother Earl. I've lived holiness ever since I was been a 13-year-old boy. I've kicked the devil out. I've kicked the world out. I remember my dad sitting here right here today. I remember when I kicked Michael Jordan out of my bedroom and I kicked all that mess out. And I told my parents, I said, I don't want it in there no more. I used to love Mike. And I'm honest, if there's anything I love Michael Jordan. That was when I was young, was when he was in his prime and everybody went around singing on the playground, I want to be like Mike. I want to fly like, he had a song, I want to fly like Mike. They, all these posters had Michael Jordan in the air. He could stay in the air 5 seconds. Amen. And slam dunk that ball from the foul line. I want to be like Mike. But when I got a hold of Jesus, I want to be like him.
Woo! I said, when I got a hold of Jesus, I changed idols. Amen. Did you hear that? I said, I changed idols. And I kicked Mike out and I put Jesus in. I kicked Mike out of the foot of my bed on my stand and I put a tape player and started listening to Don Rich and started listening to preachers. Amen of the gospel. Every night instead of Mike. Glory! Come out from above them. Stand the very appearance of evil. Amen. It's easy to clean the outside up.
Yeah.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. It's easy for you men to go out and get you a good haircut. Look good. Put you on a shirt. Put you on some good attire. Clean up. It's easy to clean the outside of it.
Right.
Listen to me, but it goes further than that.
Yeah.
Amen. From all filthiness of the flesh and
spirit.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. Glory. Listen to me here today. I come to tell us, amen, that we ignore the part about holiness. Amen. Of the flesh, and we're good with that. But of the spirit, the best standard. Amen. A lot of times, amen, you see these folks, they wouldn't dare, amen, put on any attire of the world. Amen. Those men, they're good and clean cut. Amen. Oh, wear them a good shirt and a good pair of pants. Amen. Them women got that long hair. Amen. Look like a godly woman. But sometimes some of them have the worst spirit and the worst attitude. Amen. But Jesus said, if you really want to be holy, you'll clean up your body. You'll clean up the flesh. And you'll clean up your spirit. You won't be sour. You won't be hateful. But you'll have the Spirit of God in your spirit.
Oh.
coming in 40 days.
Oh, God.
You'll be a lot sweeter than what you are.
Right.
I said if you knew Jesus was coming in 40 days, you'd love folks
right.
and not hold grudges.
Right.
Hey, ma'am. Hey, sir. If Jesus was coming in 40 days, would you have time to hold that grudge that's eating you alive? Hey, I come to tell us you ain't got time for that. You ain't got time for that. Hey, but the Lord's coming in 40 days. Get rid of that grudge. Get rid of that hateful spirit. It's going to take you to hell.
I believe all this, brother, with all my heart. Just because we got the outside cleaned up doesn't give us a free ticket to heaven.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
Come on. You ain't got that inside cleaned up. Right. Everybody can see your outside.
That's right.
That's
why God said, but God looks on the heart, because God knows what your heart's full of.
Yes.
Envy, jealousy, covetousness.
Amen.
Woo!
Right.
That's what I told JD the other night. But except like he's truck guy, old JD down there, he's got a Dodge Power Wagon. I never seen such a thing. I guess it has to be the prettiest truck I ever laid my eyes on, Brother George. Big old 2500 Dodge. Got a stripe down the middle of JD. He's a Dodge man. Woo! I'm in a sharp looking truck now. I tell JD, I said, man, I said the Bible said thou shalt not cut it, but I'm coming pretty close. Hey! Thou shalt not cut it! It's easy to get the outside squared away, but what's in your heart? Amen. Do you really love people? Do you really love men and women? Do you really love kids? Do you really love children? Do you really love the church? With all of your heart, I come to tell us in 40 days, if the Lord was coming, hey, I believe you'd get the heart straightened out. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I told you in the past, I'm going to zero in on this right here. Hell ain't worth a grudge.
No, it ain't.
Amen.
No, sir. Nobody.
My Uncle Larry told me one time, just to make a simple story here. My Uncle Larry told me one time that his dad, I never knew his dad. I remember of him. He died when I was young, real small. Probably, I'm just guessing 10, 12 years old. Bill Stevens, my dad remembers Bill. He's a real laid-back kind of guy. I think it was his brother or Bill's brother or Bill's uncle come down and stowed the pump out of his well. Back home, everybody's got wells, you know, and you got water softeners and all that. And his brother, or his uncle, one I thought was his brother, kept coming stealing his pump out of his well. And he didn't have no water, and he didn't have money to go buy another pump. And somebody said, Bill, go get your pump back. Go turn him in to the police. Get your pump back. He said, it ain't worth it. He needs it that bad, he needs it worse than I do. Woo! We're willing to go to hell over $10, $20, $30, $100. We're willing to go to hell, amen, over one little small grudge. We're willing to go to hell. Hey, come on. Somebody said, listen to me, I'm going to finish preaching this out. Somebody said, you don't know how they done me. You don't know how they treated me. And no, I don't. But I know this, you're going to fool around, and you and them both going to go to hell. Hey! You can't do it. You can't hold a grudge. 40 days. And the Lord's coming. You ain't got time to go to hell over a grudge.
Right,
man. Woo.
Oh, God.
Woo.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
40 days. You can get the outside cleaned up. But you might not be able to dig that root of bitterness out in 40 days. Sometimes we don't want to get it out of our heart because we like nourishing that.
Yeah.
We like filling that.
Yeah.
Rising up every now and then because we like to pet that pet peeve of ours. We like to pet that. Look how I've been done wrong. The older I get, Brother Anthony. The older I get, the more I realize it don't matter how folks do this.
Right.
I used to get upset over that like anybody else. Yeah. I used to get my feelings hurt. I used to get upset. I don't have to put up with that. Look at how they've done me. Everybody's been there. We've all said that.
Amen.
The older I get, the more I realize they ain't done me wrong.
Oh,
look at what they ain't crucified me.
That's right.
They ain't hung me on no cross.
They ain't grow spikes through my hands and feet. They ain't done me. They done Jesus wrong. They had done us. You ain't got time to get held up on a grudge. Listen to this preacher tonight. I'm trying to spare somebody some long time of heartache and hardship right here. You ain't got time for that. It'll take you to a grave long before you should be in that grave, getting worked up over something you can't control.
Yes.
Oh, God. Woo, stay with me in this house. Preach longer than I intended to. Winding down here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed
be. Boy, you going to get straightened up. If you knew he was coming back 40 days. Boy, you going to get straightened up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody said, hey, we don't do what the Bible says. The Bible said, go around to church, confess your faults one to another. Like what one preacher said. He said, you won't catch me confessing my fault in church. He said, because you can't wait till the last amen so you can run and tell it to everybody.
True.
Somebody said, there's a lot of ways you get news out. Telegraph, telephone, tell a woman. I'll add another one. Tell the church. Preach to you my heart here today.
Yes, sir.
My heart's heavy. I come to help you tonight, church.
Come on.
Just to reiterate a little bit of what the preacher said the other night, it's time you jump in this thing all the way. You've been waiting around the edges too long.
Right.
Go ahead and get in. And I'm not trying to be mean. I want you to get in. But Jesus said it'd be better for you to be hot or cold.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because you're just waiting around mid-voice. Yeah. You ain't doing you no good.
Amen.
You ain't doing the church no good.
Right.
You ain't doing nobody. When you're just half in, you ain't doing anybody any good.
That's right.
Jesus said, get in or get out.
Yeah.
Hot or cold.
Because
he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out.
My Lord.
Right.
Bow your head with me and feel the Holy Ghost here, Lord.
Thank you. Bless you.
God, you know it's been on and off me about all week. Starting out to preach it here today. Easy saved my heart in sermons for Thursday night on the low crowd night. But God, you dealt with my heart right here today in preaching this people. 40 days. What if God comes in 40 days? You may not have 40 days, sir. You may not have 40 days, ma'am.
What if he's coming in 40 days?
Get it straightened out. Get it straightened out. Ma'am, get all the way in. Sir, get all the way in. Young person, get all the way in. Don't skirt around the edge. Get all the way in. What if God's coming in 40 days? What if Jesus? What if you got to give an account for 40 days? I'm asking you. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to have a 100% altar call. I want everybody out of these altars because there's not a one of us exactly where we need to be, I don't think, here tonight. Here in just a moment, I want you right now to take inventory of your heart and your life. We're getting ready to fill these altars. I mean the main front altars. I mean these front seats. God, give me this message today, church, for you. God, give me this message for you. And it's time for us to respond in these altars. What do you need to get? You need to get things straightened out. And what you need to get straightened out is different from the next man standing beside of you. 40 days. What do I got to get straightened out? My sister, Mrs. Plays here. Here's your chance. Come on, church. We need 100% here tonight. We need 100%. We need to fill these altars. These altars get full. We got room in these first seat, second seat. What do you need to change? 40 days. Are you lost? Amen. Are you ready to be God 40 days? Am I lost in this house? I'm getting straightened out. 40 days I gotta stand before God. If I've been backslid or slid back, I'm getting ready 40 days. And I've gotta be ready to meet God. Oh, thank you. Come on, let's get these orders. Let's cry out to God here today. Oh, gotta get ready.
Oh, I'm good. want you to raise your hand and thank God for the service, for his word.